Fran fam, what's going on? Listen, before we start this podcast episode, I have a very, very small favor to ask of each and every single one of you guys. I appreciate the support that all of you have been showing for the podcast up until this point, but we want to try and get these episodes out to as many people as possible. And how we do that on the audio side is by leaving a review and dropping a 5-star rating. So if you've been a consistent listener of the pod, please, before we get this episode started, it only takes a couple of seconds, leave a review. It could be a 2-word, 3-word, 4-word review, or just leave a rating. Do something to get the word out so that we can get the Marvin Francois Show to more listeners moving forward. Outside of that, love you guys, appreciate the support, but without further ado, let's get into this episode.
I got people doing 100K in a day. We helped 7 people in the last 3 months have $100,000 days. They've been able to collapse time into what it took them a year, 2 years, 5 years. Mm-hmm. All of them have paid premium price, so they feel premium. They speak from a place of conviction. Yeah. When they're selling, when they're creating offers, their branding, everything is on alignment because mm-hmm. they become the person. Everyone wants to have, but my favorite acronym is do, be, have. First, you have to do something different than what you're currently doing. Eventually, what happens is you become. Becoming is a process. Right, then eventually after you become someone new, then you can have everything you want in life. But the problem is everyone wants to go to just have. I want to have the dream life. You can't have it. You have to do something different first.
Yeah.
Become someone different, and then you can have the things you want in life.
Imagine making the next big investment in your business without worrying about how you secure the capital to do it. Every day you're putting in the work. You clock in at your job, you stay up late to work on your business, you handle your family responsibilities, but hard work isn't enough to create financial freedom. Here's why so many entrepreneurs still feel stuck. Business credit approvals keep slipping through your fingers. The advice that you've been given doesn't match the results. And you've invested in yourself, but without having the right structure, it hasn't paid off. It's not that you're not capable, it's just that the path that you've been given is broken. That's why I created the Fast Track to Capital. It's a proven framework that entrepreneurs are using to boost their credit so that lenders can trust them, structure their business so that banks see them as credible, and access $50,000 to $100,000 in business credit so they can finally act on opportunities. This isn't about working harder. It's about applying the same structure that wealthy entrepreneurs have been using for years. So if you're ready to stop spinning your wheels and actually move forward, click the link above or below this video to secure your spot in the free masterclass, and I'll see you on the other side of success.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Marvin Francois Show, your number one source for all things business, finance, and investing. And today is a very special day because our guest today is an entrepreneur, mentor, business coach, investor, public speaker, personal credit specialist, seven-figure earner, and business credit expert extraordinaire. He's the CEO of Influence to Impact, a powerhouse program that has helped entrepreneurs all across the country secure well over 8 figures in business credit collectively and leverage it to start and scale profitable businesses. Through his program and his several years in the industry, he's built a brand that's not only responsible for helping more than 80-plus mentees reach their first 6- and 7-figure years, but showing them how to do it with nothing more than Wi-Fi, the right strategy, and the dedication to execute. And whether he's teaching new entrepreneurs how to access 0% interest capital needed to create a business that automates income through digital products, or hosting live challenges that simplifies the path to financial freedom, his mission remains the same: to help viewers like you unlock the blueprint towards profits and passive income that align with your purpose. And today, he's here to do more of the same. Ladies and gentlemen, from Boston, Massachusetts, by way of Atlanta, Georgia, I'm here with the one, the only, my guy, Mr. Darius Benders. What's going on, family? How are you?
That was better than last time.
Listen, man, if you're coming back, it has to be better than last time.
Now, that was good. Right on point. I actually want that audio. I'm going to play that behind for some motivation.
I got you.
I'm got good, you. Though, bro. I'm actually great. I would be blessed to complain, bro. Life's been amazing. Growing the business, helping a lot of people, really just enjoying life.
Man, happy to have you back on here, man. It is, every time I get a chance to connect with you, whether it's on camera or off camera, it's always a value exchange through and through. And
for sure,
you are one of the few people in the pantheon. Everyone who's come on the show has always done phenomenal, but you're one of the individuals where I literally will have people blowing up my DMs like part 3, part 4, part 5. And I'm just like, yo, y'all got to speak to him. Y'all can't speak to me. But I mean, you know, I'm happy we're able to make it happen. And I know that this is going to be a conversation for the ages, man. I'm excited to make it happen.
For sure. Me too.
Yes, sir. Let's dive right into it. So obviously I did a solid job introducing you, but nobody knows Darius Benders better than the man, the myth, the legend himself. So for those who are unfamiliar, let's get them familiar. Who is Darius Bender?
For sure. Like I say, you know, Boston raised me. Atlanta pays me. I've been in Atlanta now for this year. This month made 3 months. October 2022 is when I officially moved out there, bro. Mm. So it's been 3 years now. And like you said, we've been helping people, changing a lot of lives. I like to say I help entrepreneurs start, grow, and scale their business. And I mean all three. Mm. So we help people at ground zero get off the ground. And then we help rich people get richer. So at all levels, people come to me and we have different opportunities for them to be able to grow. And man, it's just been a blessing, bro. This past year, we've helped 3 people make $1 million in their business. This past year alone, 62 people make 6 figures in their business. So it's been one of them, what I like to say, quantum leap years. And I tell entrepreneurs, like, entrepreneurship is nothing like what you think, and it's everything like what you think it's not. So a lot of people, we're worried about where we are now, not knowing that a month from now or next week, you can have that quantum jump that really helps you get off the ground. So I feel like this year has been one of those where we've just, you know, gotten to a new level.
Yeah, and I love that. And to see the impact that you've had in our community with entrepreneurs, not only, like you said, helping them start, grow, and scale has been unbelievable. But I think what's even more incredible about it is people see Darius today, but they don't realize that there was a lot that you had to go through
100%.
To get to this point. So let's go back a bit. Before the success, before the 80-plus mentees doing 6 and 7-figure years, what did life for Darius Benders look like? You go as far back as you want.
100%. You know, I like to tell people your current situation isn't your final destination. I remember literally just, like I said, 3 years ago, I moved to Atlanta. But before that, I was struggling trying to figure out how to get off the ground, right? So a lot of times people ask, like, man, how do you teach when you're teaching? What are you thinking? I just speak to the old me, the me I needed. And business credit was that thing. So I had failed 6 different businesses. I had tried everything, Facebook ads agency, drop shipping, personal training, sports training, selling solar, you name it, I tried it, right? First semi-successful business, as people know, was a nightlife business. I had years where we did make 6 figures. And where I'm from, if you make 6 figures, you made it, right? But wanting more. And I think that the relationship we have with money oftentimes isn't good where we come from, inner cities growing up, because we think money, 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 hustle, 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 not realizing that the point of money is to buy back your time. The point of money is freedom. No one cares about the actual dollar bill. We care about what the dollar bill can do for us. So I was trading all of my time Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, being in the club, chasing that tail, getting lit, all those things. And it's not fulfilling. Yes, it's good to have money, but what is the point of money if you don't do the very thing that money's supposed to do, which is what? To give you a better life. So long story short, I did that for about 4.5 years. Pandemic came. And when pandemic came, I was forced into a situation where I had to get in a different position because the nightlife had shut down. And Atlanta was open, but I was from Boston. So everything, just like New York, everything was closed. So I had gone from pandemic being up about $35,000, which if you got $35,000 liquid back home, you're doing good. You know, all the way dropping to my last couple dollars, $100,000. And I remember looking up, being in the kitchen and asking God, like, why me, right? You know, we feel like, oh, I'm a good person. I do well by people. I don't finesse. I don't scam. I don't do any of that crazy stuff. Like, why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
And I look back now and I realize it happened for me. I needed to grow through that. And a lot of times we don't realize why things are happening to us. We just think, we play the victim mindset. No, you have to be shaped. You have to be molded. So I realized that I came to an event in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was called Circle of CEOs. And there was a bunch of people who looked like me making a lot of money, doing things that I had never heard of. I had never heard of credit. I had never heard of digital marketing. I had never heard of Tarot, Airbnb. But I just decided that I needed to do something different if I wanted a different outcome. I didn't even have the money to get to the event. So me and my cousin, we split a car, drove down 16 hours, got the 2-for-1 on the ticket that they were doing one night, and we got in the room. And I always say, like, once you see it, you cannot see it, because that was the thing that changed my life, just by proximity. I seen a Lamborghini. I seen nice houses. I seen people showing me that $100,000 in a month was possible. Of course, we hear it and we see it all the time. Oh, 100K a day, 100K a month. You're like, man, that's cap. Because I have poverty thinking.
Yeah.
Right? Because I you can only grow to what you're exposed to. I had never been exposed to those things. So for me, that's all I needed to see. I'm the type of person, I've never had a problem executing. So once I see it, I can go out and seize it. And yeah, that was really the thing that got me to the next level. I met a lot of people there. Shout out to my guy, Mel. He started giving me credit game, and I was giving him what I was calling marketing game. It was just what I was doing for my nightlife business. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's been up. I went out, got $167,000 in 47 days. Mm. And the rest was history. That was kind of the thing I did. And then I started joining mentorships. I became mentorship obsessed because I realized that if someone is on a boat, and they're headed to the island, the island that you want to get to, mm-hmm. rather than trying to swim or figure out how to build your own boat and get to the island, just jump on their boat.
Yeah.
Right? Rather than trying to figure it out on my own. That was the reason I had failed 6 different businesses. I didn't have the capital or I didn't have the pathway. Like what we just talked, you were like, well, why'd you get a trainer if you were a trainer before? Well, I say, same reason, I make money, but I still spend money on mentorship.
Yeah.
There's always someone who's been to a new level that you're looking to get to. So for me, that was the thing on a catalyst to my career. Then we started running a funding company, helping a lot of people. But I know in the good book, it says, be fruitful and multiply. And it also, I thought, okay, how can I make a bigger impact on the world? Mm-hmm. I can service the people or I can start serving the people. So that's where we went from just getting people funding to now, well, if you have a money problem, this money isn't going to solve your money problem because you still have the same mindset, the same skill set, and the same tool set. Mm-hmm. So if I can now teach you how to fish for a lifetime, I'm much more valuable. And whenever you provide more value, you make more money. So it's a win-win situation. So then we started educating people. Well, how do you go out and get access to funding on your own? Well, how do you start your own funding company? Well, how do you take your skill set or your gift? Your gift is what God gave you. Your skill set is what you learn maybe from a 9-to-5, maybe through a skill, maybe from a job. Mm-hmm. You can take that and monetize that. So over the last, 2.5 years, we've been able to help a lot of people not only just make money with funding, but make money by taking their intellectual property and be able to give it to the world.
Mm, powerful. Mm-hmm. So much that you said there that I have to unpack.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I want to touch on is you talked about the difference of how, based on where you come from, how you view money.
Yes.
So from communities like where you come from and where I come from, people think money is the goal.
Yes.
Right? Their goal is like, I'm chasing this dollar bill. I'm chasing this 100,000, this 10,000 and beyond. But like you said, and like we know through the circles we're in, money is the tool for us to get to the goal.
100%.
People say they want to be a millionaire. It's like, well, no, you don't want to be a millionaire. You want to be able to do the things that you think the million is going to be able to afford you.
Exactly.
Spend more time with your friends and family. Spend more time with kids. Travel. Not have to clock into a job and beyond. But until you shift your mindset and understand that, once again, money isn't the goal. It's a tool is going to help you get those things. It'll never happen. 100%. I think that was the first thing you said that was powerful.
Yes.
The second thing you talked about, going through those 6 failed businesses. Mm. And essentially, you realized not only was the reason that you failed was because of lack of access to capital, but mentorship. You didn't know what you didn't know.
Absolutely.
And I love your analogy. It's similar to one that I share where it's like, let's say you have 3 people that are trying to get to a destination. One person has to walk there. One person has to drive there. One person has to take a jet there. Mm. We all going to get there.
Yeah, facts.
But the person that's in the jet, not only going to get there faster, but they're going to get there more conveniently, right? Because they don't have to go through the lumps, bumps, and bruises that the person that's driving is going through and walking. 100. And the only difference between the 3, if we compare it back to entrepreneurship, is just the person in the jet took mentorship. The other individual's like, I'm going to figure it out on my own. But the most powerful thing you talked about in your soliloquy just now, you talked about that moment where everything shifted for you getting into that room at the Circle of CEOs event. You didn't have the money. Mm. You made some things happen and ultimately found yourself in the room. What is it about that moment in particular when you look back of all the things that happened along your journey that was the aha moment for Darius Benders where it's like, okay, it's up now?
Exposure, right? Exposure equals expansion. And I think we don't realize that as humans, we literally can only grow to what we're exposed to. If I've never seen it, I don't know exist. So the biggest thing is you have to make a decision to get in environments around people who are where you want to be. Facts. I've never seen anybody in my neighborhood make $1 million. I've never seen anybody in my neighborhood drive a Lamborghini. And I want to be clear, it's not about Lamborghinis or cars or money. It's about getting in a position where you can have the things that you actually wanted.
Yeah.
I don't teach people, hey, go get a Lambo. But as a young black kid from the neighborhood, that was goals, right? Now goals are different. Goals are investments. Goal is having a fat bank account, being able to now create a different life. But at the time, it was like, what inspires you to wake up and get it, right? And I realized that you can have excuses and you can have results. You can't have both. So I can say, well, there's no events in my city. Oh, well, that's not for me. No, you make a decision. There's an event somewhere, whether I got to drive down. If I can't fly down, you have to make it happen because, again, in life, like no one cares about your sad story. So for me, that was the biggest thing. When I got in the room, it was how do I shake as many hands as possible and meet as many people as possible?
Yeah.
Why? Because, of course, we always say, You're one piece of information away from changing your life. But how about even more powerful is you're one relationship away from changing your life. So I don't know these people from a hole in a hole, but I know if I see Marvin Francois and he got some game, if I can just pick his mind for a second, he might give me one thing that can change my whole life.
Yeah.
And to you, it might be nothing, but to me, it might be everything, right? And I'm a person, I talked about being big on execution. I don't need a lot of information. I've been in a lot of mentorships. People be complaining, oh, his mentorship wasn't that good. I'd be like, I'm good.
Right.
I've been in mentorship. It's a Facebook group with plays. That's it. I'm good. The plays is there. I'm running the plays. It worked.
Yeah.
Right. So for me, I'm like, I execute. So that was the biggest thing, getting in the room and then seeing it. Right. I always say, see it, touch it, obtain it. Seeing people living the lives that I aspired to live like was something that I can never take back, because now that I know it's possible, it's not a matter of if that is all out the way. Now it's just a matter of what is the pathway or what is the things that I need to do in order to get that. And once I see it, now I believe that it's possible. And once you believe it's possible, you have confidence. Mm-hmm. And confidence just comes from what? Now you start to trust yourself, right? The root of confidence is confide, to trust in myself that I can go out and do the work. So the difference at that point is, am I going to be the person that's going to do what's required, or am I going to do what everyone else does, right? If you want to be a part of the 1%, I think everyone says it, but are you willing to do what 99% of people won't do? Are you willing to keep getting in the room? Are you willing to study late night? So there was a time period, bro, where I shut off my Instagram for a little bit. This was before this, but I shut down Instagram for a little bit. I'm in the field. I'm putting in work. I'm taking this information that I applied and that information that I learned, and now I want to go apply it. Because I think when we take mentorships, we think that the growth is in the course. The growth's not in the course. The growth is when you go in the field and you apply what you learn in the course. Even with banking, you're going to go out, go talk to a relationship manager. Oh, that's when you really learn, because here it's theory. It's not theory. It's proven based on someone else, but here it's here. But when I go feel it, now I have a conviction because I know it works, or I know what I need to do to get better. So I tell people, when you learn, understand that that's part of it. That's 50% of the equation. The other 50% is going to be on you going out and executing and doubling down.
Yeah, I love that. So powerful. So, so powerful. You talked about the two biggest things that held you back from having success in business was financing, so credit,
yes,
mentorship. We're going to dive so much more into the mentorship part a little bit later, but I want to start off talking about the first part, which is credit.
For sure.
You've helped hundreds of thousands of individuals, whether you've met them in person or they've just watched your content, get access to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in capital. Yet it still seems like in 2025 or 2026, when people may be watching this, people are still struggling and making the same mistakes that are keeping them from getting the money they need to build the businesses that they're dreaming of.
Yeah.
So I want to speak to the funding expert himself, because maybe you know something that they don't know.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
And really break it down for the people. As of in 2025 or 2026, what's the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs are making right now when it comes to getting access to capital, and how do we fix it?
For sure. One of the biggest mistakes that entrepreneurs are making when it comes to getting funding is we're not cultivating strong enough relationships, right? And I think what happens is, because we go out and we hear things, right? We get content without context. So what I'll do is, all right, we talk about starting off credit profile, right? We talk about credit builders and foundational work, but I think a lot of people think they can go just add things like self kickoff, credit strong, and then they're just ready for funding. But I tell you, if you want to get big funding, you need to build actual relationships. One of the biggest mistakes people are making is that they're not cultivating credit union relationships. So I tell people, go get secure products, specifically secure credit builder loans. Secure cards are cool too, but the credit builder loans are so much more important to me. Why? Because these are going to give you that strength and that age, and they're going to allow you to set up what we call comparable credit, which is going to get us our first $10,000 to $15,000 limits, whether it's from Navy Fed, DCU, PSECU. There's hundreds of credit, there's thousands of credit unions nationwide. And you can literally go to iBankNet.com and you can put in your zip code, and if you call that credit union and say, hey, I would like to build a relationship with you all, but I want to know specifically, do you all have a secure loan play? 90% of them have a play. It might be called something different. People know the pledge loan because we talk about, we run it into the ground, but the shared savings secure loan, the secure loan, it's all the same thing. The reason you want to do that, because that's going to be the thing that sets you up to be able to go out and get big business funding later on, right? But that's a mistake I would say people do. And then the second thing I'll tell people, that where they go wrong, is they always think about And it kind of goes to what we just said. We think about bigger banks, like we think about the BOAs, the Amexes, the Chases, but understand that these smaller banks, they're the ones that are giving out the limits with easier underwriting. So I would tell you, instead of just shopping with your traditional banks, go out, look at those small banks in the neighborhood, right? Those community banks, there's geo-based banks, Elon Financial banks. These are the places that are going to set you up and give you that $20,000, $25,000 that's your limit at. And it also makes it look good to when you go into a Chase, now that they see that you have these limits, they're willing to typically match that.
So what, and to piggyback off of that, because you talked about essentially going to these banks and opening accounts with them, we always hear the term tossed around of build relationships with banks, build relationships with banks. Does that still matter now when it comes to increasing how much capital we could get access to, or is it not as important anymore?
It is important. I would tell you now it's even more important. Like, for example, I'm cool with one of the regional managers out here in New York for Chase. He works for Tri-State, and now relationships are even more prevalent than ever. So if you want to deposit more cash into these banks and allow them to sit for a little longer, I used to tell you, if you could deposit a couple hundred bucks, allow it to sit 30 days, you can go get some money, which is true at the time. Now they want to see, if you can, a couple thousand dollars in that bank account seasoning before you go apply, right? So yes, I believe relationships now are more important now than ever, and it's because people are getting the money but not having the plan to be able to create cash flow and pay the banks back. So
Diving a little bit more into that, because one of the other things, and you see it too, we're fortunate enough to be in a space where we have people like yourself and myself to educate the people on the right way to get the money.
Yes.
But the inverse also happens, where you have people that aren't in the field, aren't speaking to relationship managers, and they're telling people all the wrong things to do that compromise what's going on. Have there been any other changes that are going on right now in the funding space that people who want to get access to money should be aware of before they start forming these relationships and going out and getting with these lenders so that they can maximize how much capital they're actually getting access to?
So you said mistakes?
Just in terms of any, are there any other changes that have happened in the landscape right now?
Okay. Typically changes, I mean, Chase has a lot. Chase is really the main bank. Chase, we used to say, was sweet. They was giving out 50, 75, 100K off rip. Now, though, they do want, again, money sitting in there. They are asking more people for bank statements. They do still have no doc, but to be eligible, criteria needs to be, profile needs to be a little stronger. Relationship needs to be more seasoned. More money needs to be coming in your business. And then some places now, to be transparent, they are funding to certain areas, specifically if you're going through relationship banking managers.
Gotcha.
So relationship banking managers now are a little more strict on what you're doing. And the reason why is because we talk about it. Once people get their hands on relationship banking managers, if they're not seasoned, if they don't know what they're doing, they might have just took a program and now all of a sudden they're an expert, then what happens is they can burn that relationship. So I would tell people transparently, when you're building these relationship banking managers, a relationship with them, be greedy with them, gatekeep them, right? Because, you know, we've had, through my program, like, we give a lot of relationships. One of the things you get is we have relationships at Chase. We got relationships at First Citizens. You got relationships at Wells Fargo. But the thing is, we have to vet them, right? Rather than just setting up a meeting with them, now we vet them. Hey, these are the conversations you should have. These are the questions you should be asking. These are the questions you shouldn't be asking. Here's how you handle if your client doesn't get the result they want. Because something could fall through the cracks where it's not even on me as the person. It could be the client that I sent to the relationship manager that can mess up the relationship, right? So I'll tell you, that's the biggest thing. Cultivate relationships and gatekeep those relationships.
I want diving a bit more into that in terms of positioning ourselves to get the money. I don't know if you see this a lot, but there are times now where I'll have entrepreneurs who are new to the space, they'll come to me and they're like, hey man, I got my business set up, but for some reason I keep getting denied or I'm not getting enough money, right? And then I'm like, all right, cool, let's go ahead and schedule a consultation. And when I look at what they have going on, I'm like, well, you have an LLC, but you ain't got a business set up. So they just went and got the entity.
Got you.
But they didn't get everything else that the banks, we know the banks are looking for to put themselves in position. There are a lot of business owners who are watching us right now who aren't properly setting themselves up and structuring their business to look attractive to lenders, and it's because they don't have the right information. So how does a business need to be structured before we actually go and start working with these lenders?
For sure. First thing you want to do, like you said, make sure you have your basic entity, right? You can go to bizzy.com or your Secretary of State. Your EIN number, completely free, irs.gov. But the biggest mistake a lot of people make, like you said, is we want big money, but we don't want to dress how we want to be addressed, right? Making sure that your phone number, your email, and those things are separate from your personal.
Right.
So, of course, no Yahoos, no Gmails. Go get your info at yourbusiness.com or support at yourbusiness.com. For your phone number, you can go to call8.com, get you a toll-free number. One of the biggest mistakes people make is with the business addresses. Now, can you use a home address? Yes, you can. It's not going to be the difference if you're getting denied or not, but again, dress how we want to be addressed. Go get you an actual physical location, right? You can go to Opus, you can go to Regis, but the most important thing is that you understand, because you can get denied even just being off those sites if you haven't done the foundational work and making sure that those addresses are attached to an actual brick and mortar business that isn't just a P.O. box or isn't just a virtual address. That's the mistake people make. Some people will say, well, I heard iPostal, you automatically get denied, or Opus, you automatically get denied. It's not the site. It's that you're not sourcing the right address. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know don't be attached to UPS or FedEx or any of those, because that'll also get you denied. So they just want to make sure that we're operating the way we're supposed to be. And another reason I tell you, don't use your home address, because remember, your business is public information.
Yeah.
So now if you got a bad or crazy customer, they can see where you live, which is bad for business. But yeah, that's the way I'll tell you, you should be set up. Make sure that you have an operating agreement. If someone has, if you have a business partnership, what you want to do is you want to create a, if your partner doesn't have great credit, then what you can do is a cheat code or a hack for that is you can go to ChatGPT. You can tell it to set you up a separate operating agreement where you are 91% owner and your partner is 9% owner. Now, that's only for the sake of the bank. So when it comes to lending, they only have to pull your credit, because technically all lenders have to pull both parties' credit who are personal guarantors on the business. So if they're over 10%, they're going to have to pull their credit. Some lenders, if they're over 25%, they have to pull their credit. But just to be safe, so we can use the same operating agreement for all banks, we usually go 91 and 9%.
Perfect. Yeah. So now I understand what I need to do on the personal side, on the business side. If I came to you with all this information, I said, listen, Darius, listen, man, you already got this thing figured out. I'm not even going to try and bang my head against a wall to figure it out myself. If I had to come to you for a list of banks, the best banks that I can go to from TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, a funding sequence, if you will, what would you say is the best funding sequence for someone to go through in 2026?
Best funding sequence. It depends on your situation. If an ideal world was saying all three barrels are clean, then if that's the case, that's what we're saying. That when I tell you is, I like people to start with Experian, right? Mm-hmm. Experian, in my opinion, has the most lenders that give out the best products.
Yep.
Although Chase is a little more strict now than ever, I still would have that as a starting point. Why? Because they still got the 524 rule, and if we can go get as much as we can, why not? So I would tell you to start there. Very big on relationships, like we talked about. Next place I'd tell you to go is Amex. The reason I'm gonna go Amex is because we can product stack. We can get up to 5 products with either no inquiry if you already have a relationship there, or if you have a relationship typically with 1 inquiry. And what I mean by that, just to give people explanation, is some lenders will allow multiple products with just 1 inquiry, right? So, for example, American Express, they'll allow you to get the Blue Cash, the Blue Plus, but not only that, but the charge cards as well, right? You got the Gold, the Platinum, and the Plum. But the difference is, for the new people, I kind of want you guys to have an idea. I'm big on funding responsibly, is that with a charge card, you have a time frame where they want those cards paid down in full. And if they're not paid down in full, then the interest goes up, right? And we don't want these people drowning before they even get to start building. So I tell new businesses, probably start with the blue cards because they have the 0% introductory period, right? With the platinum, gold, and plum, with the platinum and gold, you have a 30-day time period where they want to pay down a full. With the plum, you have 60 days. Great perks. I use my gold on my ads. We spend a lot of money on ads. I get 4x points back. So I'm not saying they're bad. They're great cards. But this is a product, what I would say, for someone who's a little more seasoned in business and wants to be able to maximize on the perks. So you can go get all 5 of those for 1 inquiry. And then I would tell you, Navy Fed isn't my favorite. They do pull from Experian on the business side. The reason they're not really my favorite is because they don't have a 0% introductory period.
Yep.
But they're still generous with the limits, right? So 15,000-20,000, you could go from there. TransUnion, I'm big on Elon Financials. I've been screaming out since I started.
You have.
Still the same thing, right? Go to Elon Financial, in your zip code, type it in, and what's going to happen is they got 0% for 18 months. So if you're starting a business, I'm big on 0% because it just allows you more leverage, right? I don't want you all drowning before you get started. I know that when you're getting into business, of course you're taking some sort of risk. Everything that's great in life is risk. But if you can go take this money, go pay a coach, go get the blueprint, now build a good product, now put it into marketing, you got a year and a half where you've been able to cultivate cash flow before we have to start paying back interest. Because what happens is if you go get a card, now you're making minimum payments, but the minimum payment is going to interest. You're not even covering principal, which drowns people. And this is the reason that people can't get out of their own situations, right? It's not just the credit, but what to do with the credit. I would also tell you, we were on TransUnion. I'll also tell you U.S. Bank, right? They have a card 0% for 15 months. And then some banks that you all can look at for Equifax is going to be, a lot of these are geo-based on the business side, you know, you got Truist, you got Citizens Bank, and then you have also KeyBank. A lot of these, again, no doc funding, but they are, Truist is sweet. You could go get it right off rip. KeyBank, you need a relationship, up to $50,000, no doc. That can be between a credit card or a line of credit. But those are some options for plays that you guys have if y'all want to go out there and have fun with the sequence.
So let's, remarkable, number yeah. one. But number two, let's do this, right?
Yeah.
I want to shift gears.
Yeah.
Because I've been sitting across from Darius Benders, the business credit specialist. I want to speak now to Darius Benders, the business coach. Okay. I want to speak to the dude that's been helping these 80-plus mentees get to this money. I want to speak to that dude. Because everybody has six figures in funding, but not everybody is running a multi-six-figure business. Mm. So we not just getting this money to post some credit cards on Instagram and go to sleep. I'm trying to make some money.
Facts.
Darius, I'm trying to get to this bag. So let's break that down. Right now, what is the framework that you are bringing your students through to help them turn business credit and leverage it to invest in a business that's creating consistent cash flow?
Absolutely. So the first thing I tell you is, before we even get into selling, right, good product or great service, because when you create a good product or good service, it makes selling easy. Mm. So I think a lot of times what we do is I might look at someone and I might say, okay, I want to build that, but I'm looking from the outside and not the inside. That's why it's important that you get in the rooms. A lot of people are watching, oh, it looks like they're just doing this, but you don't have the sauce until you're on the inside. Yeah. So what I tell you is focus on learning from someone who's done the thing that you're looking to do and go find out what exactly is making their product work, right?
Right.
For example, when we coach, right, I understand what separates my product from everyone else. Okay, well, I have to ask. The money's in the data. So if people are coming to me and they're coming to my program and let's say people weren't liking it, I would ask, what don't you like about it? The problem is most people don't want to ask that question because no one wants to get uncomfortable. Yeah. I was willing to ask that question. When I first started my funding program, it was just how to get funded. And I want to know, every 3 weeks we send out a survey. What do you like? What don't you like? What could be better? Yeah. That's why I was able to build my offer and make it better. People say, well, I wish I had more one-on-one help. Okay, got it. We can add a client success manager. Well, I wish I could network with the people more outside of the room. Okay, got it. Now we have sparring Sundays where everyone in my room, we have different rooms where they can do breakout sessions and see what's working, it's not working. Yeah. Now they like everything. Okay, I wish we did more in-persons. Well, cool. Now we do an in-person every 6 to 8 weeks. So you have to ask the people the questions to find out how you can make the product and service better. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I'll tell you. Second thing is you always want to think convenience and speed. Your goal when you create an offer is to help people get there either without having to make the mistakes that they would have made on their own or simply getting them there faster. Yeah. So what we do is we collapse what's going to take someone 10 years to do in 10 months. Mm. When you sell that, you're selling time. The problem is people are selling products based off of, oh, I got 50 modules, 5 hours of content. You're going to learn all this. You're selling features. You need to sell the transformation. You're coming to me because you want funding. Let's talk about what funding looks like and what the process is going to be for you to get there. But more importantly, what are you going to do with this funding?
Yeah.
Right. So the first thing I'd tell you to do is work on your product. Second thing I'd tell you is visibility beats ability. Mm-hmm. Right. And me and you have had conversations about that. A lot of people online are in the sport of just being the best at what you do, which you should focus on that. That's why I just talked about product and service first. But you have to understand, when you're in the sport of business, business is to serve people, but also make money. Mm-hmm. So you don't have a business if you don't make money, but you only help people. You're just a blessing and you're a great person.
Right.
Right. But you also don't have a business if you just make money, because now you're a scammer.
Yeah.
So the best thing is you got to learn both parts of the sport. So one thing we've done is we create really good products and services, but I also understand marketing and sales.
Yeah.
So a lot of people go wrong because they're worried about being the best, but they're the best kept secret. So mm-hmm. one thing I tell you is you need to go out and immediately blow up your brand. Mm-hmm. This is the number one thing when people come to me, they say, well, how do I pass all the people? I say, you got to blow up your brand. You got to be willing to leverage OPA, other people's audience. Yeah. Right. So three ways we do that. There's a bunch of ways, but I'm going to give three where I want to break down today is one is leveraging what we're on right now, a podcast. This is the number one way in 2025 that you can blow up your brand. Mm-hmm. I've been on 42 podcasts. I've spoke on every platform, right? I've given away a whole lot of plays. I've told my story. What this does is this creates connectivity. Mm-hmm. One thing you do a great job of edifying to where I don't even have to go in and do it because I know you're gonna guide me through it. But I think the biggest part with podcasts is you need to understand that if people don't know where you're from, then it's hard for them to see where you're at. If mm-hmm. I just talked about Lambos and penthouses, people was like, bro, I'm at my mom's crib right now trying to figure it out. I'm not worried about that. But if I tell people, okay, 3 years ago I was dead broke and now we're here, and now they say, oh, shoot, I'm broke right now. Mm-hmm. I can get there. So you have to take people from possible to probable. Everyone knows what everyone teaches is possible, but they're thinking, well, can I actually get there? Mm-hmm. So another thing we tell you is second way is going to be influencers. All right, mm-hmm. micro influencers. People who have audiences. It could be people who are in a similar niche to you, an opposing niche than you. It could be people who have any sort of influence. One thing we've done is I've leveraged people like, you know, my guy Glow Jays,
yep.
My guy Corey SSG, right? These are people who they have a lot of influence, and what I do is I can borrow their audience who they already have instilled confidence from. They're already an authority figure to them, and now I can leverage them in their platform to be able to bring eyeballs back to me. Yep. When I take them from their world to my world, now they trust me. Mm. Why? Because they edified me. Mm-hmm. Right. Then the third way I tell you is something called blog pages. So everyone here, you've heard of Hollywood Unlocked. You've heard of World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
You've heard of Recession Freedom. Right. All of these pages. But most people don't know you can pay to play. Mm-hmm. So you can simply go out, get in front of those people. If we did some math, if you got in front of a World Star, which I think has 4 million people, mm-hmm. and you only got 1%. To come back to your page, that's 4,000 new people that get to see your product or your service. Mm-hmm. If you have a $1,000 product and you only out of those 4,000 convert 400, that's 400 people to a $1,000 product. We're talking about $400,000.
Right.
So most people are thinking about what it costs, not realizing that it costs you more not to get in front of more people. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to making money, it's like, no, are you willing to spend the money to go out and make the money, right? So those are the three ways I tell you that you can blow up your brand. And then we get into the selling part, which is communicating.
Let's dive a little bit more into the marketing because there's so many layers there.
For sure.
The biggest part about marketing I want to talk about is something you have mastered. And I think a lot of people get confused, which is showing up for free.
Absolutely.
You do a lot of free events, live master classes where you literally teach people how to build businesses from scratch. Yep. You got content galore telling people every funding sequence, every bank, every mistake to make. And a lot of newer entrepreneurs may come in thinking that they could just skip past that part and it's like, I'm gonna make a lot of money.
Yeah.
How are you teaching your students? And more importantly, how can you educate the individuals on like a simple framework we can use, whether it's Instagram, YouTube, whatever it may be, on how I can create content to not only show up for free, but when those 400 people come over to my page from these partnerships I'm establishing, they're like, okay, I found out about this dude through this other page.
Yeah.
Okay, damn, he teaching me this. This. All right, cool. Let me go ahead and get my wallet. He probably got some more game to give me. Absolutely. Break that down, because that's very important.
Absolutely. My acronym is give, give, and then ask. Mm. You got to give, right? You got to give your gift away. And I think a lot of people, they operate with a scarcity mindset. And they think, if I give away all this game, why would they pay me? I tell my students, it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. If you give your gift away, the right people will come shop with you. Think about how we shop. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to a new restaurant, what you do? You're looking at order reviews.
Yeah.
You're looking at what people said. You got to be the same way. So I tell people, you want to give your gift away as much as possible, right? Leveraging other people's communities, other people's audience, other people's stages. Just showing up, giving, because eventually this is what we call selling without selling.
Yeah.
You don't have to hard sell if you're giving away enough value. So first thing I'll tell you for everybody on platform is you want to set up a power five. Mm. What is five plays that I can give away anywhere I go at any time that I can pull them out?
Yeah.
Whether I'm on a 10-minute speaking segment, an hour-long podcast, I'm in someone's community, whatever it is, what's five plays that I can give away and break down? What this does is this presents you as the expert in your field. Mm. For example, me telling y'all, go set up your power five. That's part of my power five.
I'm
telling you what it is, what it consists of, how it works, and you can show up. Me telling you what banks to go to. Me telling you how to leverage a personal loan play. Me telling you why selling one-to-many is better than selling one-to-one. When I break down the strategy, you say, okay, this guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about. And once you write those things down, you want to practice those. One thing I'm big on is you have to prepare, and if you're not preparing, you're preparing to fail. So one thing we do in our programs is we prep. We prep storytelling. We prep breaking down your plays. What does that look like? A lot of people are good at what they do, but they're not good at teaching. Why?
Yeah.
Because we're trying to teach like we graduated cum laude, which is cool to graduate cum laude, but you need to be able to teach at a second or third grade level so it's digestible.
Mm-hmm.
Digestibility beats ability, right? So breaking things down so people can understand what you're saying. My guy Marcus Rogier, he always say, everything in life gets better as you get better with words, right? So I tell people that's the method. So specifically for framework Power Five, and then when it comes to your content, you should have every third post be a value-based video. Value, it was you're just giving top three tips, most common mistakes, biggest myths. Because what this does is this forces you to be able to give. Now, in between that, what we want to be doing is what I call personal branding content. This is a mistake early on in my career that I made, where people know that I'm good at what I do, but they only come for that. Mm. But we have to allow people to know that we're a person. Why? People don't buy products and services first. They buy from people first, products and services second. Marvin's good at credit. Darius is good at credit. Stedman is good at credit. J-Man is good at credit. But what makes you all different? Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that Marvin's in the gym 5 days a week and that he's in here getting it. I like how he works. Yeah. Oh, I like that Darius does this or how he moves, right? People buy based on connectivity. So if you don't have content that's not connecting with the people, then you're just like everybody else. You're just a number. You're just another number. Yeah. Then we talk about lifestyle content. I don't want people to mistake lifestyle content and think that that means Lambos and penthouses and mansions. That's not what lifestyle content is. Lifestyle content is, what is your lifestyle? I might like that you're a faith-based entrepreneur. I like that because I may be a faith-based person. I might like that such and such has a wife and two kids. I like that because I'm on my way to wanting to start a family. So you start to understand why people buy based, they buy based on them wanting to be in your shoes or live a life that you live, right? So I say you should be vulnerable and show up and give people some behind the scenes or what you're doing or talk about the things and why you're doing what you want to do. Because going back to the money part, of course we're doing it to make more money, but we all have a why. Mm-hmm. The why could be, someone has a family, you want to provide more for their family. Mm-hmm. The why could be you want to live a life of more freedom. One thing I spend my money on is convenience. So when people say, oh, he has a chef, he has a personal trainer, it's because those are the things that allow me to operate
at the highest frequency.
At the highest frequency, which means I keep getting better, right? So that's the three types of content you need to have: value-based, connecting content, and lifestyle content.
Powerful, powerful.
What if the next time you heard from the banks, it was a $50,000 to $100,000 approval letter instead of another denial? You've been putting in the work, balancing your job, your business, and your family responsibilities. But here's the truth that most entrepreneurs never hear. Hard work alone is not enough to get the banks to say yes. Banks approve entrepreneurs who are structured the right way, and that's the missing piece that's been holding you back all along. We've seen it over and over again. Entrepreneurs who came to us who were stuck getting denial after denial got access to the right system, structure, and strategy that unlocked $50,000, $75,000, and even $100,000 credit approvals. And here's the real cost of waiting. Every month you go without having access to capital is another month where your opportunities are slipping into another business's hands. That's why we created the Fast Track to Capital, a free masterclass where we break down the exact steps needed to make yourself look fundable to banks so that you can access the capital needed to scale your business. We only do this training a limited amount of times per year, so if you're ready to secure your spot, click the link above or below this video so that you don't go another year without having the access to capital that your business needs.
I want to go back to offers.
Yes.
And this was the question I was looking forward to asking you on here, because a lot of, from what I see from the outside looking in, when you're teaching a lot of the students that you work with right now, a lot of it is taking their expertise, packaging it in digital products like eBooks, courses, mentorship, and beyond that they're able to use to scale. How do you deal with, because I'm sure you hear it, how do you deal with people from the outside who look at entrepreneurs like that and say, well, you're not a real entrepreneur because you made six figures selling courses and eBooks. We don't trust you. We don't believe you. You over here. Yeah, you made seven figures. Yeah, man. Yeah, you make more money than me. But you got that money from selling courses and eBooks. I don't know if I could trust you. I don't know. How do you coach your students around? Because I'm sure they hear that chatter as well. I'm sure you hear it as well.
100%.
How do you deal with that?
100%. Listen, most people, they paid a college tuition that was $40,000 to $50,000 a year times 4 years, $200,000 in debt to come home and get a job that pays $40,000 to $50,000. Not a good deal. After taxes, you're hurting, right? Mm-hmm. So the reality is, it's like, it's foolish when people say they don't want to pay to learn.
Yeah.
Because if you don't pay, you're gonna pay life. So what happens is, when you come to someone like us, we have the answers to. Now, we're not teaching a business class. We're teaching a business masterclass. And the difference between class and a masterclass is, a class is based off theory. When you go learn from a book, you're learning from theory, what could work. When you learn from me, I have a blueprint from things that I've done. Yeah. So when the people say you've made more from courses than an actual business, I say you're absolutely right. And the reason why is because we get paid in proximity to our value in the world. What's more valuable, me getting you funding is very valuable, or me helping 100 people make $100,000 to put their family in positions. It says in the book, be fruitful and multiply. So multiplying the money is helping people make a greater impact in the world. So a person's level of understanding, the same level of understanding that got them in this situation, can't be the same level of thinking that gets them to their next level. So they're at exactly where they're at based on their perception. But perception is not reality. Some people, they can only see from their lens. So they're saying, okay, they just see it as courses. They're not seeing it as the value being transferred. When value is transferred, I teach you a skill, you have a skill for a lifetime. I have students who have paid me $10,000 who have made $1 million. Who got scammed? Me or them. They took this skill that I showed them, paid me once $10,000. Now they go out and make $83,000 a month for the rest of their life, forever.
And they don't got to pay you another $10,000.
They don't got to pay me another $10,000.
They got to give you a percentage of the $83,000.
Absolutely. But a lot of times, we grown up where we have poverty thinking, yeah, and I'm a corporate of that, so I'm not a person whoever you don't get it. No, I understand where you're at. I've been there. Poor stands for passing over opportunities repeatedly, and sometimes we haven't had the opportunities, right? So I understand that people can only see from their lens, but like again, some people, once you see it, you cannot see it, so you got to get exposed to it, right? Mm-hmm. And these are the things that I break down so people do have an understanding why, because a lot of people that come to me, they say, man, it seems like the money is in the coaching, and I say, well, it could be, but it might not be for you. I got students who are doing $200,000 a month in just funding. I'm talking about no course, no coaches, real service-based. I tell them sometimes, well, let's wait before we get into coaching. Keep going, because if it's working, double down on it. When we're looking to scale and buy back our time, yes, we can go diversify and now add coaching, right? Because a lot of times we talk about multiple streams of income. What I tell you is multiple streams of income isn't I do training, I do credit, I do digital product, do all this thing. No, multiple streams of income is within that one thing. So once you've mastered the service, now you can go to serving. So we go from just doing an actual thing, an act for someone, to now teaching, right? And then you can have digital products, which is they can buy one time for the people who can't afford it. So all of these things are aligned. But yeah, for people who say that, bro, I just laugh, but I really tell them you have to think. And if y'all take nothing else from this, you get paid in proximity, not to how hard you work. You get paid in a proximity to your value in life. And once you understand that, life will get a lot easier.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Let's talk about selling. Why do most entrepreneurs struggle selling their offers online?
Well, because they're thinking of selling wrong. So most people are scared to sell because they've been sold to unethically, or the examples that they see are unethical. One of the things I teach people is you need to train your mind to think of selling as serving, because selling is serving. Mm. If you can't sell people, you can't serve people. And if you can't serve people, you can't save people. Mm. And if you don't sell people and you don't serve them, the reality is they're probably never going to get out of this situation. So when I'm selling to someone, I'm thinking, if this person leaves me and they don't get the opportunity to get this information in this environment that can change their lives,
yeah,
then they're probably going to go back to being broke. And that's the reality. Every person, all 86 people that I've helped make six and seven figures, I had to sell them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, transparently, they gave me their lives. I got people that have moved to Atlanta from all over the world, living their dream life, living their dream houses. If I never sold them and never made a decision that I needed to get them to the other side, then they would not be able to change their situation. So I think that's the first thing. You have to think of selling and shift your mind for how you're thinking of selling as a service, especially if you're good at what you do, which goes to my next part. They're not selling from a place of conviction.
Yeah.
And if you're not selling from a place of conviction, then you will never maximize on sales. When I sell someone something, I already know what it's going to do for them.
Right.
So I'm selling from a place of, no, you need this product more than I need your money, right? Because mm-hmm. it's just the reality. And then the third thing is they don't have a framework for it. They don't understand the skill set of actual selling. So when it comes to selling, you're simply overcoming objections. So whatever you sell, you're thinking, what is or what are the only way that people would say no to this opportunity? Mm-hmm. And because I've been doing this for some time now, I understand my customers' objections. And when we sell, what we're selling is a B2C offer, business to consumer, which is different from selling from a B2B offer where you're selling to already established businesses. So for our people, we're not selling. Now, this is going to take you for a spin. We think that we're selling business funding and all the great things it does. We are selling that, but what we're more so selling, and we're selling them on believing in themselves, because the problem is most people never bet on themselves because they don't believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe in yourself, it doesn't matter what plays I give you. That's why my results have 10X in the last 2 years. I used to just give all the game.
Yeah.
But what I realized is if you don't move the people won't move. So it doesn't matter who's the best at what they do. If you look at some of the best, I've been around some of the best coaches. I'm like, they ain't even give no game, but the people is ready to go and they're running because the people have to be moved and inspired in order to move. So some objections that people have when it comes to taking an offer is, well, Do I believe in me? Do I believe that I'm going to do the work? Yeah. So one thing we do is we cultivate an environment where we know you have to do the work because we're going to hold you accountable. No, we have these accountability coaches who are going to make sure that you get. No, we have what we call sparring partners, which are required in my program. You have to get a sparring partner. So we break down all those objections. The next thing is fear, right? But I tell people, listen, you can operate in fear, you can operate in faith, but it requires this to believe in the same thing, something you can't see. So what you're doing is you're choosing to operate in fear, right, which is false evidence appearing real, yeah, over faith, which is all the things you want out of life, the abundance, the wealth, the other side. So I say, okay, do you want to continue doing what hasn't been working? Because if you're a grown adult at this phase of your life, what you're doing is currently not working. Is it fair to say that?
Mm-hmm.
So if you leave here and you don't do something different, then what's the chances of your life changing?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do the same thing expecting a different result. That's, yeah, insanity, right? And the third thing we break down is time. Everyone wants to buy back their time. Well, yeah, how do you actually go out and do that? The only way you get more time, I know you're tired of just working your 9 to 5. I know you're tired of feeling like you're going from job to job to job. Well, the only way you do that is to learn a high income skill, because a high income skill allows you to buy back your time by making more money.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that this opportunity is going to cost you more time. It's not. I don't care if I told you put in 4 hours a week. It's going to buy back your time and financially set you free. Then the last thing is money. Everyone worries about the money, right? Well, I don't really have it. Okay, cool, I get it. But this is what I realized. As much as we say people do have money issues, understand this. People pay for what's important enough to them. This is what I learned.
Yep.
People always pay for what's important enough to them. If someone had a cousin who was in the hospital and they needed $50,000 by Friday, they're going to do anything and everything in their power to get the $50,000. Why though? Why?
Because it's like the cousin's important to them. You want to make sure
it's important enough to them.
Yeah.
So when people tell me it costs too much, what I calculated is, oh, okay, I understand. Right now, it's not a priority for you to change your life. I operate every day like it's a priority for me to get better. Yeah. And I tell people transparently, I understand that. But it costs us more in life not to take advantage of opportunities than it costs us to take advantage. Mm. You see, a poor mindset always worries about a cost of everything, but the problem is we don't understand the value of everything, right?
Yeah.
So you got to start thinking not what does it cost me today, but what is it going to gain me for the next 6 months, 12 months, or like we said, a lifetime. So when we overcome and break down these objections, it paints a picture to people on how and why they need to take advantage of the opportunity so they can be a better self for themselves. Mm. And what we do is I don't just do that when I'm selling. That's a part of my program.
Mm.
I'm not selling you to be inspired, because I'm not big on just motivating people, because motivation is here today, but it's gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
You got to wake up with your realities. But one part of our program is every week we have more than mindset calls, because I need you to think. When you told me why you took the offer, you said my why is my kids. You said my why is I want to retire my mom. My why is I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I need to remind you that every single week so you can continue to get up, continue to push. And what happens is these skills, you get to borrow my confidence as you're developing your own. And once people get confidence, bro, it's over. My biggest, best thing I can do for you is borrow my confidence. Because when you develop your own, it's over. The most important thing in entrepreneurship is the confidence. Confidence comes from competence. Competence is having a clear understanding of what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Having a clear understanding that I'm the person that can go out and do it. Because as we know, money's not about what you do.
Yeah.
You're not successful because you chose credit and pocket. You would have been successful in anything you did. Why? Because money is about who you have to become in the process. Mm-hmm. So we get people to become something new so they can have the things that they want.
Man. One of the things that you said at the top that I hung onto the entire time you were breaking that down, you said the biggest reason so many people struggle with selling in their business is because they have this negative taste, their bad taste in their mouth from previous experience, but they need to shift their mindset and understand that selling is serving.
Yes.
I want to take it a step further and say, I think not only is selling serving, I think selling is serving at the highest degree.
Mm.
How many webinars have you done where you've seen the same names in the free webinars, yes, the same names in that live chat? Yo, D, you did it again. Yo, another fire class. They commented under your Instagram post. They, yeah, commented under your podcast. The, yeah, same names. You, yeah, know what I'm talking about. They come in like, oh man, he's killing it. More free game. And they've been in the same exact spot.
Facts.
Year after year after year.
Absolutely.
I have something I call the cycle of stagnation, where you have people that are so addicted to just trying to solve every problem in their life with free information,
yes,
that they think they're going to YouTube university their way to six figures. They're going to YouTube university their way to $1 million.
Yeah.
They get one answer to a question on a Darius Bender's podcast.
Yeah.
That answer creates 10 more problems and they find themselves back in the same spot. And in their mind, they've been doing that for so long and they don't think to themselves, okay, well, what happens if, let me just take a chance and let me just take a bet on myself and pay this man $3,000, $5,000, $10,000. Let's just see what happens. For them, they would much rather sit in the same exact spot. year after year after year, showing up to that free webinar
every
again.
Week.
Every week. Every week. Hey, then you're back. Yeah, but did you do anything though?
Hey, man.
Like, we go get there. We go figure it out.
Thanks.
But do you, man? And it's like, that's crazy to me.
100%.
But once again, for the people who are willing to take that chance and bet on themselves and invest in themselves, those are the individual. If you took everybody you know that's consume all your free stuff and everyone that's taken all of your any of your paid offers, they're like night and day.
Not even close.
Not even close. The people who have paid, whether they paid you $5K, $10K, whatever it may be, those are the people that have probably skyrocketed and they've come in. Why? Because we hear it all the time, but it's so true, bro. When you pay attention.
100%.
When you make that investment, it's something that happens inside of you, especially when it's your last.
Absolutely.
Oh, I got to get to it.
Absolutely.
I got to go.
Absolutely.
But for the people that's free, it's just like, I mean, because they ain't got no skin in the game.
Right. They ain't got nothing.
They ain't got nothing.
To quit.
Bro.
Absolutely.
I want diving deeper into that, into selling. One big thing I hear, and I'm sure you hear it as a coach as well, you do a great job of it, but a lot of newer entrepreneurs struggle with it. Low ticket versus high ticket.
Yes.
There are a lot of business owners that they, okay, all right, Darius, you got me. I'm going to sell. I'm going to put my offer out there. I'm going to go out and make some money. Should I sell my thing? Should I sell this $47 thing? Should I sell this $5,000 program? I'm kind of in between. Do I sell both? Like, I don't really know what to do. And then moreover, even when they feel like, all right, I'm going to sell this $5,000 thing, there's this identity crisis that they deal with where it's like, why would somebody pay me $5,000 for me to teach them how to get funding when they could just go to Darius or these other people? How do you coach around that?
I love it. I say, without transaction, there's no transformation, bro. And the bigger the transaction, the bigger the transformation. I have $30,000 programs all the way down to $7,500 programs. And it's going to sound crazy. The best thing I do is I charge people premium price because premium price causes for premium transformation.
Yeah.
It's a self-identity thing, right? When you go to Louis Vuitton, if you've ever been to Louis Vuitton, when you go there, you don't expect any sales, right? You don't expect anything to be cheap. You expect the quality to be on point. So when you pay someone a premium price because you spent it, you now what happens is you develop a confidence, then now you can become it. So when people have a self-identifying problem, I don't feel comfortable selling something for $5,000, typically it's because they haven't bought anything $5,000, right? So they can't speak from a place of conviction. The reason I'm comfortable selling $30,000 programs now is because I spent over $235,000 in information, but more importantly, I've seen the fruits of the labor. So I know what it does. And when you join a program that's premium, what happens is everything around you becomes premium. The people around you, you get to be around other people who are making money. So because they're making money, you're looking around the room like, well, we're in the same program. If they paid and it's working for them, now I know it has to work for me.
Yeah.
And what that does is that skyrockets that confidence, right? I got people in my program, they'll come in and they'll be like, bro, just the environment and the meetings we have alone is worth the money outside of just going into the material, outside of the coaching calls, because they understand power is in proximity, right? Yeah. When people are on Google and YouTube trying to figure out, you know, their $1 million journey, and I'm not mad because I've been there, right? But you start to understand YouTube doesn't give you what mentorship gives you. What mentorship gives you is redirection, certainty, and clarity. That's what you pay for. I like to compare it to when a kid first starts riding a bike, they have training wheels, but they also have a parent or a chaperone there. Why? So they don't fall off so hard that they bust their head to no return.
Yeah.
You have to understand when you have a coach, it's the same concept. You have me there just in case you fall, I can redirect you. Nah, go take that left, go take that right. That's the faster pass. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're about to go in traffic. Right now, there's about to be a car crash about two lanes up the street. Don't sit there because that could cost you 10 years. And everyone's trying to figure out, how do I save the most money? But what I tell people is, if you really want to be successful, you should be trying to figure out, how do I spend the most money the fastest to get me to where I'm looking to get to faster? So I tell people, you know, you have to become it before you can sell it, right? So this work that obviously through God we've been able to do, obviously I'm just a vessel that he uses to be able to, you know, give to the people, comes from operating in faith. And when people think of spending money, they're thinking of all the things that can go wrong, but I need you to think of, what are all the things that can go right?
Yeah.
Right. So that's the biggest thing. For coaches, become it so you can sell it. Sell premium price, because premium price is going to get you more results. I used to sell low ticket, $47, $27. I was cooking. But the testimonials, they were micro, but they weren't now. I got people doing $100K in a day. We helped seven people in the last 3 months have $100,000 days. They've been able to collapse time into what they would have took them a year, 2 years, 5 years. All of them have paid premium price, so they feel premium. They speak from a place of conviction. When they're selling, when they're creating offers, their branding, everything is on alignment, because they become the person everyone wants to have. But my favorite acronym is do, be, have. First, you have to do something different than what you're currently doing. And eventually what happens is you become. Becoming is a process, right? Then eventually after you become someone new, then you can have everything you want in life. But the problem is everyone wants to go to just have. I want to have the dream life. You can't have it. You have to do something different first.
Yeah.
Become someone different, and then you can have the things you want in life.
This is good. This is good, Derek. So now I'm going to ask you this. As someone who's invested as much as you have between investing in your business,
yeah,
investing in relationships, and investing in mentorship, if you had to put them in order of greatest, highest to lowest ROI, what would that order be?
You said investing in...
You're directly in your business.
Yes.
Mentorship and relationships.
Ooh, that's good.
What's the order of highest ROI to lowest ROI in your journey?
Oh, that's good. I'm going to go with information first every time. And I'm big on relationships, but I give information a slight edge because... Even if I have the right information, mm-hmm, even if I don't want relationships, I have the information to go, yeah, out and run the play. But what relationships do, I'm going to put those second.
Okay.
I'm going to put it second.
Okay.
Because relationships can amplify the information you have, right? Like, some of the people I've met, some of the people I shake hands with and I do business that I wouldn't have built those relationships if I was in the other rooms with other people. And they're not things that you can just learn in a mentorship. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the opportunity is, oh, because you know Marvin Francois, that's my man's, I'm putting you on, and come you on, get to cut the line. I can't mentorship that, right? But yeah, the relationship I have with you can get me there. And then third thing I'll tell you is, and it's very tight to the second, is going to be into my business.
Okay.
Advertising. Advertisement is, like I said, visibility beats ability. I spend more money than most people in my industry, so more people get to see me, mm-hmm, and I get to help more people because of that. So I'm big on that. And I say, you know, a lot of us think way too much and don't do enough. My company motto is literally think less and do more,
mm-hmm,
because too many people are thinking way too much. And when, sure, you think, sometimes you will think yourself right out your spot.
Yeah.
Do I really want to spend $100,000 this month on advertisement? When you know if you get a 3X return in your business, if you spend one, you're going to get three. You know that already. Yeah. But you still find a way to trick yourself out of the spot because everyone wants to see it come back, but no one wants to see it. Everyone wants the harvest to grow, but no one wants to plant the seed. So I would say that that's third. But outside of just advertisement within on your business would be who, not how.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we always want to know new information. And I'm an information junkie. But understand that there are people who already have done the thing, and instead of going out and always wanting to learn every part of your business, you just bring them in because it collapses time. Mm. So for me, my operations manager, one of the greatest hires in my business, right? Because she takes away all the things that I'm not good at. I don't want to be in the back setting up the systems. I want to go from idea to execution. So a normal person, they have to go from idea to building it or trying to outsource somebody, find somebody to build it. If I got an idea today, I promise you by tonight it's implemented. Because it's who, not how. Who, mm-hmm, already has the thing or the system that you need to be able to bring that's going to get you there faster.
I love that. To dive more into that, I love the order in which, if I heard it correctly, is information first, relationship second, business third.
Yeah.
I think information and relationships will always kind of interchange. Yeah, it's like a one or two.
Yeah.
I had this conversation previously. I think it depends on what season of business you're in. So for example, right? Let's say you're a newer entrepreneur. I think investing in information will always give you the highest ROI.
Yeah.
Because you're not even of enough value,
yes,
to where you have relationships that are worth investing in that are going to give you a return.
That's good.
Right? If you're not at a six-figure, you want to be around six-figure individuals, but you yourself don't have a six-figure skill set.
Facts.
You're not a six-figure person. So the relationships around you probably won't bear as much fruit if you pour into them. You pour into the information first. You invest in information. You build a skill set that allows you to become that person.
Mm.
The relationships around you become a little bit different.
That's good.
You understand?
Yeah.
Now, in turn, now it can become a situation where it flips, where it's like, I'm sure you've tested this too. I've heard Dion say this. He has a term he says where it's like friend tours.
Yes.
To where it's just like you get to a certain point where you're rubbing shoulders with people that are also investing tens of thousands of dollars,
yes,
in information every other month, or, oh, if not every month. Now, just by you talk with them, they give you one strategy. They will give you one piece of information. You have to sit down and have a mastermind with them just from you being around them,
yep,
right? And pouring into them. Like, all right, bet, I see you have this problem with your operations. I see you have this problem with your sales, bro. Just make this one change, you good. 3 months later, it's like, damn.
Right? That one tweet.
That one tweet's like, damn.
Absolutely.
You understand? But once again, I think it kind of interchanges.
Season.
And then in turn, whenever you find yourself, and I'm sure you could attest to this, you get to a point where, bro, if you spend more time investing in information and relationships, business is going to eat off of that regardless.
100%. 100%.
I'll ask you this. You mentioned something that was also key as well. When we talk about getting from that 6 to 7 figure and beyond, you and I both know when you're trying to get to that first 10K, it's all hustle and grind. You're,
yes,
just figuring it out, head down, putting in work. But it gets to a point where you're going to have to bring in individuals, right? Especially if you want to scale an online business. From your experience, for the people you coach, what's the one hire? If I had no employees, I've been just doing this on my own. What's the one hire that most of your students usually make that usually is flips the switch to take their business to that next level?
One hire. I love it. First hire that's going to take you from 6 to 7, you're saying?
Let's say get them to their first 6 and then I guess a different hire from 6 to 7.
Okay, I love it. Great, that's great. All right, your first 6 figures you can do with—
One hire.
Yeah, your first 6 figures you can do. Oh, that's it's kind of too bad. All right. You in a good VA, an admin VA, right? And a lot of you, we call them MWAs, right? Minimum wage activities. The problem is people can't get to 6 figures because they're doing way too many minimum wage activities. You're creating the content, you're checking the DMs, you're checking the emails, you're responding to everybody. You're also doing the selling, you're doing all of that. So what you do is you go to onlinejobs.ph, you get you a VA. All of the tasks that you want them to be doing, you want to add this into your criteria. So if you want them to be doing the DM responses, if you want them to be booking calls, if you want them to be doing the customer service, if you want them to be checking the emails, then all of those things you need to put on there. I would say you can write down 30 things that you not just don't want to do in your business, but things that are holding you back from doing the things that bring the most money. Like for me, in my business, for the first year and a half, I knew that even now, the thing that brings me the most money is showing up for the people. I create my content still. I'm not outsourcing that, right? Serving. I still do webinars. I've been doing webinars 3 years straight, twice a week, right? I've been talking and loving on the people for 3 years straight. Those are the money-making activities that I do in my business. And of course, loving on the people, right? The coaching aspect, right? Because this is why they pay. Right, we're building businesses. Yes, they're personal brands, which means you personally need to show up. Everything else can be outsourced. So that's the first hire I'd tell you. That's going to get you to 6 figures. You and a VA who can take away all the MWA so you can focus on the money-making activities. Mm. The second hire I'll tell you is once you're doing 6 figures a year, you need to hire a closer. Right. The reason why is because I want you to get off them phones, and we're about to get into one to many soon. But I don't want you on those phones because what happens is people get burnt out in the online space because they're taking all of the calls. And eventually you don't want to have to do 10 calls a day. You look at your schedule. You don't have any free time. The point of starting a business was so that you can buy back your time.
Yeah.
Right. So if you got a full schedule, you like, OK, at first you like 50 calls this week. I'm lit because you're coming from poverty. You're coming from surviving. But now we're trying to get to thriving. So I need you to get off the phones. Hire a sales closer. What a sales closer does is typically we pay a sales closer 10% commission on whatever they close. So if you got, let's say, a credit repair offer, you charge $1,000. Okay, cool. They close it. They get $100. You get $900. But you didn't have to get on the phone. So now you can just focus on, again, money-making activities, getting leads on the calendar, marketing, advertisement, whatever I need to do, visibility, podcast, get the people on the phones. That's that. The third thing I'll tell you is to get to $1 million, you're going to want an operations manager.
Yep.
Right? What an operation manager does is they literally handle all of the back end stuff. So anything outside of marketing, sales, anything outside of marketing and selling, they take on, right? So for me, my operations manager, Susie, she's out in Spain. She's amazing. I got an idea. Boom, it can come to life. Why? Because my VAs are trained, the systems are set up, email broadcasts are set up, workflows are set up, automation set up, everything that we need, right? Which allows us to move more efficient as a company. Not only that, when things break, guess what? Something's broke. Not, damn, I gotta wait for ClickFunnels to respond so I can get the response. Yeah. All that is handled already, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the thing that I would tell you that's gonna get to $1 million. Having someone who, some people might call it a micro, ops manager comes from two angles. There are some who are strategic operations manager, and then there are some who are mechanical operations manager, right? For mine, she's more of a mechanical operations. She does have some strategy now, but she's there to make sure that everything works smoothly how we need it to run.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You said something key just now. You said you've been doing webinars twice a year for the past 3 years. So it's safe to say you know a thing or two about selling in front of a group of people. Webinars, from my experience, is one of the best ways, especially when you're trying to sell anything. You get a group of 100, 500, 300 individuals in a room. You have this thing that you know is going to transform their lives, and you essentially create an opportunity where you can not only provide them value, but give them the opportunity to work with you. What's a simple strategy or framework that people who are watching can use to where I got a $1,000 thing, I got a $2,000 thing, I got a $500 thing that I'm just trying to sell. I got 50 people that signed up to hear me speak on this live class. I don't know what the hell I'm about to say on this class.
Got you.
What's a simple framework that you use or that you coach your students on that they could use tonight? I got this webinar tonight. I ain't got no time. I got to put these slides together, but I got to make me some money. What's a strategy that they could use?
100%. First thing I tell people to do is we call it zero to hero. That's the first thing. A lot of people, they go into a webinar and they just start teaching, hey y'all, who ready to give business funding, or who ready to get that's, you didn't connect. So people don't realize when you're doing a webinar, the biggest mistake people make is they think selling is at the end. Selling is from the time people walk in. You're selling people on a multitude of things. You're selling people on believing in themselves, first off, right? So that's what we talk about, something called pre-framing. You're selling them on why you have the answers and you are the person that they should come to be able to take advantage of the opportunity. And then at the end, you are selling the opportunity, but the selling starts from the time they walk in. So first thing I'll tell you is connectivity, right? So zero to hero is I walk in, and instead of just saying, hey, we're teaching everybody, my name is Darius Benders. I've been responsible for over $40 million in funding in the last 3 years. And yes, I run a multi-million dollar business now. But what if I told you that 3 years ago I was dead broke living at my mom's house? What if I tell you that I'm about to give you a lot of information, but all the information in the world doesn't matter without execution? You see, a lot of you here, you think you're here because of the game I'm about to give, but a lot of you, you're addicted to information, but allergic to execution. See, the problem isn't the plays. You think it's the banks, the banks, the banks. I'm going to give you all that. But can I give you all three things that are going to help you make more money before I even get any credit? Now what I'm doing is I'm prefacing. I'm letting people know what the things and the reason that they're not making money now, and I'm showing them how they change that, right? So I've introduced myself. Now I go into the pre-frame. The first thing might be, a lot of you, you're not making money because the people that you're hanging around are holding you back. So I might say, audit your environment. You're hanging around people who are not trying to get to their dream lives, and you're wondering why you're not getting to yours. You're not getting to yours because the environment is everything. So you're hanging around people who have never started a business. You're trying to start a business. You're asking them for business advice, but they don't have any to give you. But when they tell you that your business is a bad idea, you take that advice not knowing that that's the reason that you'll never grow. So what happens is people start to think, well, damn, he's right. Well, people, well, I am asking my mom for advice, but your mom's never started a business. You have to get around people who are in alignment with where you're looking to go. So what you need to do, and I'll give them some game, go to eventbrite.com, go in your local city, go to that event, go to real estate events, go to any events where people are who are trying to level up. Why? Because they decided on a Saturday afternoon that they're going to wake up, get dressed, and go get an environment where everyone wants better. Mm-hmm. I tell people, listen, I make a lot more money with my day twos than my day ones. There's nothing wrong with getting money with your day ones, but sometimes your day ones are your day ones, and they're just for that. They're not to go on to be where you're looking to get to. A lot of you, you're like, God's like, hey, I'm going to give you a blessing. And you're like, word, we got the blessing. No, he said you.
he didn't say Mike. Yeah. He didn't say Tariq. You feel me? He's with you, bro.
Exactly. And then I'll break down. So I give them three things that they can do to make money. So audit your environment. Learn more if you want to earn more. And then you need to execute now. Because a lot of people, what we do is we leave an environment that was conducive, but when we leave that environment, we go back to who we were. So I tell you, you need to act now in everything you do now. And I tell people transparently, when I'm in a room and I'm getting something, I don't wait, because I know when I wait, it's going to go on a to-do list when I got every other thing. So the next time you get an opportunity that's in front of you, take advantage now. Yeah. Now stands for no opportunity wasted. And some of you, you waste so many opportunities thinking about the next one being presented, but sometimes tomorrow's not even guaranteed. Some of y'all operating like tomorrow, you're guaranteed to wake up. There's somebody who didn't wake up today. So make sure that anything in your life, business with me, your personal life, whatever it is, take advantage of opportunity now, because these are things that high level executors all do. So that's called a pre-frame, right? I've just spoken to him. Now what happens? Oh, shoot, he's talking to me. He's speaking to me outside of any credit. So now the room is like, okay, I feel like I know, bro. Right? Just like when we were kids. I don't know if you had a favorite rapper. My favorite rapper was J. Cole. And the reason my favorite rapper was J. Cole, because I felt like when he rapped, he was talking to me. He's talking to my life.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the reason the pre-frame is so important. Then from there, what we do is now we get into what I call three secrets. Three secrets is, what are three common mistakes or three common things that people believe about your industry that is not true? Right? So secret number one might be people think they need a 750 credit profile. I'm sorry, 750 score.
Yeah.
Well, what? And then what I do is I go from common misbelief to now introducing my new belief. New belief is, well, what if I told you that all you need is a 680, but more importantly, the right credit profile, right? That's introducing my new belief. Now what I do is, based on my new belief, I have to provide evidence. Evidence is the most important part of selling. If you don't have evidence, you're just speaking. So three ways people can provide evidence is third-party proof. So, for example, Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, he still leveraged 52% of the bank's money to acquire Twitter. Mm-hmm. So if he can do it, and he's already rich, why wouldn't you? He understands leverage. The third thing is data, statistics. So statistics is 82% of small businesses fail in the first year, and the number one reason is due to lack of capital. Then the third way of proof is testimonial. It could be my testimonial or your student's testimonial or your client's testimonial. If I provided all of these things around the concept that I just introduced to you, you have no choice but to understand that this is the right way, right? Mm-hmm. So then I do that for secret number two and secret number three. So you go break down misbelief, introduce new belief, three ways of evidence. Hmm. And then at the end of each secret, 1 through 10, how confident are you all in your new understanding of your topic? Because now we're getting something called call and response. So call and response and micro commitments is people letting you know that they're keeping up. Mm-hmm. Because the hardest thing to do is grab attention and then keep attention. Throughout a webinar, if you bore the people, they're not even making it to the end. So I need to make sure, yes, that they're not bored and they're entertained, but more importantly, that they're understanding what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So if I get people to say yes throughout the whole hour of the presentation, what do you think they're more likely to do at the end?
Right.
Say yes, right? Yeah. So I need to make sure I'm doing these. And just to give y'all a gem, you want to have a minimum of 50 micro commitments or call or responses throughout the hour and a half duration of your webinar. Yep. Then we go into transition. So this is where most people fold, right?
Talk to me.
Most people is at the end, they're like, all right, who wanna buy?
It's just like, y'all wanna give me y'all cards? It don't work that way.
Exactly. So we need to go into transition. So one of the things we do after the third secret is, I always do a few things. First is, how much more confident are you now in understanding this concept than you were before you came in? Let me know 1 through 10 in the chat. Tens, nines, eights. I say, great. My goal is for when you came into this free class for you to get 2 notches more confident than you were here. Did I accomplish that? Yes or yes? Bunch of yeses. Now they're telling me that they have gotten value and that they understand this stuff more. The next thing is, this is so good. I always ask people this, and there's 2 ways you can do it. How many of you all remember when you saw this ad, or you remember coming into this class thinking to myself, only if I could get the result, only if I could get an extra 50K, what would life look like? Only if I could, you know, learn how to sell my digital products, what would life look like? How many of y'all was thinking that when you saw this ad? Everyone was like, yeah, that's me. Then we go into a subtle pitch. Well, this is why I created an opportunity for you all to be able to get from where you're at to where you want to get to faster. What I've done is I've essentially put together something that allows you to walk across that bridge, because right now you're here, your dream life is here. I've created something that's going to help you bridge that gap to help you get there faster. Do I have permission to present this opportunity? Because who doesn't want to come across the bridge, right? So this is what we call a transition. Then what we go into is a pitch. Mm-hmm. All right, most people think pitching and closing are the same thing. They're not. Pitching is simply presenting the opportunity and the transformation that the opportunity can get them. Mm-hmm. So for example, don't go on there. We talked about earlier selling. All right, you get 10 hours of course material, five one-on-ones. They're not buying that.
Yeah.
What you're selling is you are selling the benefits, and even better is the benefit of the benefit. So what I'm giving you is I'm giving you my six-figure blueprint so that you don't have to go out there and guess and figure it out and go from bank to bank, so you can get the money to be able to build the business, to buy back your time, to spend more time with your kids. Mm-hmm. What I've done is I'm selling them the outcome of what I know they want, right? I put together the marketing blueprint so you no longer have to run around chasing clients. I don't teach you how to chase, I teach you how to track. So during my blueprint, it's gonna give you the ins and outs to the exact steps that I've done to be able to get from where we're at to where we are now. I'm giving you the whole step-by-step process. So this is how we pitch an offer. Then what we do is we present a price point, all right? Typically, you have what your value of your offer is and then what the actual price is. I tell people, don't go crazy. People be like, value that $100,000 today, $997. No, don't do that, right? Be transparent. Like for me, I know my lowest tier program is valued at $12,500. It really is. But what I do is I sell it to people for like $7,500. And the reason why is because what I want to do is I'm big on executing. So what I do is I price drop on the webinar for people who want to take action now to be able to actually take action. And that's not fake FOMO. That's real FOMO, right? Yeah. I'm sorry, real scarcity. Scarcity and urgency, you always want to have those parts in the selling, but you want to do it with an ethics, right? Mm-hmm. Don't say only working with 10 people and you know you're about to take 100 spots, right? So that's the pitch. That after we pitch, most people go right into a close, but what I do is I teach people, you always want to let people know, ask people, what are questions that you have about the opportunity. Because people be ready to close, but sometimes they're going to tell you exactly what they need to be closed on. Mm. Instead, we want to know what time is class and is it Eastern or Pacific time, right? So we take questions. You can either allow people to drop their questions in the chat or they can come unmute. But if you're newer, start with questions in the chat. People want to ask things like, hey, am I going to learn, you know, revenue-based funding? Yes, we break down revenues funding, Am I going to, you know, learn this, learn that? All you're doing is you're answering those questions because those are the things that are going to let people allow people to take advantage of the opportunity faster. Every time you answer a question, I always tell people, congratulate people in advance for the decision that they're making when they're taking the offer. All right. So then what we do is we go into a close. Mm. This is where most people tremble, right? And what I tell people is closing is simply overcoming objections, time, money, fear, and environment. So what you want to do is you can create stories from your life.
Yep.
There are times that you've had to overcome those things. Because 9 times out of 10, if it isn't directly correlated to that, to the people in the audience, it's indirectly correlates to them, right? So when you do this, for example, I talked about fear, right? We talked about fear. I talked about how faith and fear can coexist. I remember when I was presented an opportunity by Runway Billionaires, $10,000 for his mentorship. I didn't have it. Well, I said I didn't have it. Well, guess what? That cost me an extra year of being in the same place because I was fearful to spend the money. I turned back a year later. It was $15,000. It didn't just cost me $10,000. It cost me $115,000 because that's six figures that I could have made that year by not taking advantage of it. But mm-hmm. I allowed fear to beat me over faith, which cost me more time. I turned around. I paid him later. Did $720,000 the next year. Mm-hmm. It cost me more, y'all. Some of y'all, you're on the fence. You're allowing fear to be the thing that holds you back, not realizing that, listen, in life, you know, you can do that, but nothing great comes from fear.
Yeah.
The people that are in the game are the people that are winning. A lot of you all, you know that's your destiny to be great. You know you're supposed to be in the game, but for some reason, when it's time to jump in, you keep holding yourself back. Mm-hmm. But if nothing changes, nothing changes. So I can create different stories for each objection, and I pitch those. Every time I go into what's called a close, what I need to do is I need to tell people to commit, and your way into overcoming your fear or getting to your next life is the opportunity that I'm presenting. Mm-hmm. All right, so you can go through each one of these. There's a bunch of ways we can get into closing. You can leverage the people. So one thing we'll do is, how many of y'all took the offer so far? Or I congratulate the people. I can see who took the offer. I can call someone up. Hey, Alondra. Hey, Sandra. What made you decide to take advantage of the opportunity? When I bring them up, man, like I'm just ready to put my kids in a position. Now I can use her answer as another close. So Alondra says she's on here, and Alondra's doing this for her kids. I asked y'all, like, what is your why? What are you doing it for? Alondra made a decision that she won't let her kids coming into this world broke. She won't allow them to leave broke. She's setting the foundation so that they never have to go back to poverty, or she's setting the foundation so that they can come and be better than her. A lot of y'all, you have excuses, but you are the catalyst in your family. You are going to be the reason that your kids come in a better position. So if you came into this world and you're struggling, that doesn't have to be a kid situation.
Right.
So I want to say, Alondra, like, what do you tell the person right now who's on the fence about taking advantage of the opportunity just like you did? And now she's doing the closing for me. So that helps a lot because people can hear it from you and me, but we're the person. But when they hear it from a person who's at the same level of them or a person who just took a risk, now it hits different. Now it's more, okay, if they're doing it, why not me, right? So yeah. This is why leveraging the room is so powerful.
That boy Cole, ladies and gentlemen, that man is a problem.
Hey, we didn't even get saucy, too.
Darius Bendis.
You've seen people post their 50K approvals online, but have you ever wondered why it hasn't happened for you yet? You're clocking in at your 9-to-5, you're building your business after hours, you're even stacking your 401k and setting money aside for investments. So on paper, you're doing all the right things, but here's the problem. Growth feels slower than it should, opportunities keep passing you by because the capital isn't there, and you start wondering if building a real legacy for your family is even possible. It's not about effort or commitment because you've already proven that you have both. The missing piece is having the proper structure. That's why inside of our free masterclass, The Fast Track to Capital, I'm going to show you a step-by-step process on how entrepreneurs just like you are securing $50,000 to $100,000 in capital safely without wasting years on trial and error. So if you want to secure your seat, click the link above or below this video to save your spot. And don't keep grinding without the structure that gets real results.
If I let you teach everything you know, this may turn into an 8-hour mastermind that we just happened to turn into a podcast episode.
Thanks.
Listen, bro, I know we have to get you out of here before we do, because you've given a lot of value. At the stage that you're at right now, what would you say is your North Star? Because you've accomplished so much and you've helped people accomplish even more. What are you still chasing at this point?
Impact, bro. Like, you know, I would say it sounds so weird. Like, we compete different to where I'm looking to make the most millionaires. And I know everybody say it, but I mean business. So I'm really in a season of like, I'm trying to produce the most millionaires. I got like six in the chamber in like the next 3 months.
Come on.
I'll be giving out a lot of plaques. And I'm just excited about that. You know, I say I help people start growing scale, and I do all three, and I won't deviate from starting, but I'm in a season where I want to make, you know, rich people richer. So that's really what I'm chasing right now. Obviously, for our business, we're continuing to look and grow, but when you operate from a mindset of understanding that the money is in the impact, money is just a byproduct, right? And the more impact you make, you know you're going to make more money. So we're in a season of that, man. We're doing partnerships now where we actually help businesses that are established to be able to collapse time and get there faster, running the back of people's businesses, me kind of operating as a COO and whatnot. So that's one thing we're doing as well. But really just more impact, bro. That's it.
Last question as we start to close, because this has been a masterclass around sales, marketing, funding, operations, scaling, mindset, all these different things. If you were sitting in my seat and sitting across from you was Darius Benders 10 years into the future, and you could only ask him one question and he could only give you one answer in one sentence. He could only respond in one sentence.
Damn.
What would that question be? And what do you think Darius 10 years into the future would respond with?
Wow. I've never heard that question. That is so good. So I could ask him one question. He could give me one response.
One response. He can only answer in one sentence and then he's gone. That's it.
Damn. Okay. Sheesh. That's good. I would ask the me 10 years from now. I would ask that man, what? Damn, that's good. I got a response. I would simply ask, only because I'm limited on time. I would ask him, what do I need to do to max out on this thing called life? Because I'm big on maxing out. So I would ask him, what do I have to do to max out? And in his one response, I would hope he would just give me not just the play, but the way to think about.
Now you got
to
say what he actually said. What would he say verbatim? Don't give me the essence. Okay. What would he say? What's the one
word
sentence
for
he would
word.
Say?
All right, word for word.
And he only got one sentence.
He only got one sentence.
And he's gone.
Okay. He would probably say, you need to build a stronger relationship with God, right? Because, you know, God is the catalyst to everything. And continue serving. Continue serving. You never go wrong serving more. That's the cheat code in life. I think, you know, people just don't get it no matter how much we say it. And I'm glad I've been through it. You never, ever, ever go wrong with serving. I was the kid. I was serving when I was broke. I was serving before I was supposed to be serving. So I realized that, like, everything in life is about serving. If you solve problems, you make more money.
That's it.
Yeah.
Darius Benders, always a pleasure to have you on here, man. I know we got to get you out of here. But before we do, your camera right here. I know you got to have something special coming up.
Yes, sir.
Let the people know about it. Let them know most importantly, where they can find you. And of course, what you have coming up.
Of course. So y'all can follow me on all platforms at Darius Benders, YouTube, Instagram, even TikTok. Now we're getting more active on. I'm actually doing, it's crazy, bro. I'm doing a free 3-day mastermind. All right. And during this mastermind, I'm literally going to be giving y'all all the secrets. A lot of the stuff we touched based on today, I'm going to be breaking down, but obviously we're going to be up for about an hour and a half a day, 3 days straight, where I'm going to be breaking down everything from the banking system to getting your credit right, but more importantly, what to do with this money, right? After you get the bag, how do you flip the bag? Through digital products, digital services, online marketing, sales, you name it, we're going to be giving y'all a whole lot of sauce. So if you are someone who's looking to literally prepare for 2026 to be your best year and finish 2025, five out strong, you need to be in the room. It's absolutely free. It's going to be at c2cthrive.com. Again, c2cthrive.com. I'm sure we'll have the link in the description. Super excited, man. Make sure y'all stay tuned. And just follow me, bro. I got more game for y'all. Let's get it.
I appreciate it, my guy. Appreciate you.
Yes,
but more
sir.
Importantly, I appreciate each and every single one of y'all. And if you haven't already, what are you doing? Take a second. Take a minute. Take an hour out of your day right here, right now to go ahead, hit that like button. Show this episode some love. Tell a friend to come back. rewatch this episode again. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Marvin Francois. That is the always incredible Mr. Darius Benders. You guys have been good. We've been great. This has been amazing. Thank you all. God bless. And until next time, peace.